Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game 4 last night in Florida. Stanley Cup final tied at 2 games apiece. Another overtime game last night. Not much out of your guy, Brad Marchand, Keith. You're kind of sweating that one out.
Yeah, he's quiet a little bit. No, I know a lot of people are rooting for him.
Yeah.
You know? Get that guy another cup.
I haven't checked the updated Conn Smythe odds.
Yeah, it's probably lowered a little bit.
I don't know where those went after last night.
I would think Draisaitl's going to be moving up. Don't you think?
Yeah, one would think. I mean, actually am reminded now. We got a text early in the show that I meant to read earlier. About a cash-out option for the Stanley Cup final.
I got the Conn Smythe odds real quick while
Look
at that.
Give me that.
Sam Bennett is the favorite. So even though the series is even 2 games apiece, Sam Bennett is plus 140. Leon Draisaitl, now second after another game winner. He's plus 230. Connor McDavid,
this
plus 270.
Like, this is value.
This is a buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity.
Not a sucker's bet.
No.
McDavid has the third best odds?
Come on.
Seriously.
And there's at least two more games.
If they win the cup, he's getting it. Draisaitl won't get it over him. I don't care. I don't
Unless
care what
he has
the point.
Two more game winners.
I don't care what it is.
They
I don't care.
Draisaitl for not winning the heart by giving him the Conn Smythe.
I doubt it. I mean, Look, you follow it closer than me, but I highly doubt
McDavid
that.
Would win.
Buying opportunity.
Plus 270. Run. Don't walk.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Brad Marchand still fourth at plus 1700 now.
Okay, that's a drop. But what was he at the other day? 400? 450?
But he went from like plus 2100 to plus 400, back down to plus 1700 because he had a quiet game and they lost.
Okay.
And then Matt Tkachuk is like plus 3000. That rounds out your top five.
That's maybe Marchand buying opportunity.
Marchand maybe.
Yeah. Plunk down on both. Guarantee yourself something.
No, Bobrovsky. He really sank like a stone.
He did. Edmonton, they made their goalie switch last night when they fell behind 3-0. They got Stu Skinner out of there. Pickard comes in.
3-0.
Yeah.
At home with Taylor Swift watching. And you fumble it away.
What was that?
I don't know why they were there. I don't know. Kelsey and Swift were both there. Obviously, they made a big deal out of it. Like, the football game always make a big deal out of it.
Don't you assume the league was, like, paying them to be there or something like that to, like, get their ratings
up?
I'm
like, what's the connection?
I mean, honestly, like, they're really in love. I'm not skeptical of their relationship.
Well, I love, and so they seem to be in it.
But I think they were there to make a few bucks. They're just sitting in. Were they even in, like, a suite?
I think so.
Were they?
I think that was a suite. Well, they weren't
they
like
had
the,
to have been.
They weren't in the crowd,
but it kind of looked like they were.
No,
couldn't it just be as simple as two people that can say, "Hey, I want to go to this. Let's go."
They can't. They can go anywhere they want.
You know what I mean? Like if we had that kind of FU money, like you'd be like, "Yeah, what the hell? Let's go out to this."
I don't even know that.
Would you go to Game 4 of the Stanley Cup if you had?
I'm saying like I don't even know that I would want to do that.
No,
you think
but it's
Taylor
like
Swift to Travis Kelce,
Florida and Edmonton. Travis right. Kelce. Who knows if
How
he's a hockey
sunrise from Disney?
Far. It's close to Miami, I think.
Sunrise? Yeah, I've never been to Sunrise. But so they're there. Yeah, it seems very odd. By all accounts, she's never said a word about hockey. He is from Ohio, plays for Kansas City.
It's an hour from Miami.
Yeah, but on a private jet, it's 2 minutes.
Good point. To Orlando, Bill, it is
the parking lot?
3 hours and 19 minutes right down Alligator Alley.
Who, never mind that theory.
Yeah.
Who asked who? Was Travis like, hey, Taylor, do you want to go to the hockey game?
No.
She's like, what now?
No. Turner Sports asked them, and they're like, "We're paying you to go." So that people will talk about our broadcast because no one's watching these games. I mean, that's what I mean, look. I believe in their relationship.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm not very skeptical at all when it comes to them, but that they were grabbing a check last night is for sure what that was.
They're paid to go.
Yeah.
To some, I mean,
good for that.
If they show up in Edmonton, you really know something's up.
Seriously.
What? Taylor Swift?
They're just ping-ponging around the country because they love hockey?
They just
you ever seen them at a hockey?
I've never seen them at a hockey.
Did they go to Indiana?
They should go to NBA Finals game.
Honestly, you know Adam Silver somewhere pounded a desk when he saw that.
He's like, oh, my God.
We can get them? This would be like if they're on OKC, not like, Indiana.
Everybody was going crazy because Reggie Miller was at the game. It's like Reggie Miller calls the games and he played for the team. What's the big deal? And you're like, well, guess what?
Guess what?
Kelsey and Swift just are huge sports fans.
Did you say this on the air or off the air? Kelsey's just massive in Cleveland these days, bigger than LeBron, you said?
Yeah, he was everywhere. Like they, because he and Jason have like a beer. They have like a lime light lager or whatever.
That sounds up my alley.
And it was everywhere.
That doesn't sound like up your alley, but that sounds up my alley.
Nice. My buddy got it at one of the bars we were at, and it was like way more expensive than he thought. He was like, what the hell is this? He's like, good Lord. He's like, the beer's fine, but he's like, why is this twice the price of everything else? But like their faces are in a lot of spots, and like, yeah, they're very proud of the Kelseys.
Not to go down this rabbit hole, but since we're here, did you see the Jason Kelsey tattoo that the Eagles fan got?
Yeah, yeah. No, he didn't get it. The Eagles fan
I'm
got
sorry.
It.
The fan got the Jason a tattoo of Jason Kelsey.
I thought it was very lewd.
Nude.
Yeah.
Well,
but tastefully covered up
by an eagle head.
Yeah.
An eagle's face.
In his crotch.
Maybe I should say face.
Yeah, like a Jason Kelsey tattoo, kind of cartoonish, but also very detailed at the same time.
Somewhat, rock flag and eagle!
Somewhat erotic or very erotic?
Is there a former player that you would get a tattoo of?
Sure. Any,
yeah, who?
If you want a nice JJ Barea,
that'd be good. Yeah.
With like a little husky face on there, yeah.
What about like the?
It's a pinup.
It's a little furry.
Yeah,
Have you not seen the?
No, I never saw it.
Terp,
it's intense.
Terp, I know it took you a minute to correct Vorman Bates to Norman Bates for that graphic, but if you want to get the Jason Kelsey tat, I think Twitch deserves to see it if they haven't yet.
You know what I think would be a good one is like the Ken Griffey Jr. swing, like the silhouette of his swing but with like his hat on backwards,
his legs kind of like twisted to cover everything.
Thigh. On like my outer thigh. So when I'm at the beach, I just kind of hike it up a little bit. You guys see this? You're like, is that Ken Griffey Jr. swing? Like, yeah, not bad. And then the latest craze now is people get knocked out for these tattoos.
What do you mean?
Like they go under.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant like punched out.
Oh, they get knocked out.
No, what athlete were we talking about?
It was like Deshaun Watson like Anthony Richardson.
You have tattoos.
Yeah, I have two tattoos, and I was awake for both of them.
Billy, you have tattoos?
He's got tattoos.
Nick?
I have tattoos, awake for all of them.
Nick?
No, but I would be awake.
Yeah.
I would be put under. I'd be put under.
Just like a little thing, too. It's like initials, and you're like, I'll knock me out, please.
Shocker, I have no tattoos, but I would be put under like you read about.
Yeah, get up now.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro. Yeah.
No, but did you end up...
My body is my temple, so...
I understand
if you want to leave it alone.
And you treat it as such. Yeah. Oh, so there it is.
Look at this. That is...
So if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, that is an Eagles fan
that's hot.
Getting what appears to be like a sunburnt Jason Kelsey tattooed onto him with the eagle over his... His penis. So, for lack of a better word. Did you end up paying off that thing you were talking about? There was a cash out opportunity. Did you read that?
No, I did not.
So,
I'm sorry.
Get there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Close the loop on that. So there was I think it was before the series began.
Yeah.
Somebody put several hams down on the Oilers to win the cup.
Yes. 10 hams, which I feel like I didn't read the first time. Hey, guys, I got 10 hams.
10 hams.
Wow. Talk about
100 clams.
Money bags.
If we're doing buck a clam, I assume.
I got 10 hams
okay.
on a series win for Edmonton. Back to even money on the cash out. Okay, so you can get
so you just get your money back
now? You get your 100 clams back.
So do you think they can win two out of the next three or not?
I don't feel as strongly as I did at the beginning of the series about Edmonton winning. Should I cash out?
Well, what's the payout, I guess, would be my first question. I don't know what the odds were at the beginning of the series. It couldn't have been great, actually.
He says he's getting his money back, so I'm assuming you're getting your 100 back. I would let it ride.
If you have 10 hams to lose, why would you want it back?
So now Nick also has a good point on this, you know? If you got 100 clams to put down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 100 clams.
100 clams, 10 hams.
A game and a controller to put down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking
I would let it ride, but I'm not cash out Keith. Let's just cash out Keith over here. Yeah.
Right now have let's just say you have $0, right? Because you've committed the 100.
Uh-huh.
So if Edmonton wins two of the next three, you're essentially going to take home 200. Or you could right now take home 100.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think that's basically what we're talking about?
You're probably doubling your money. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let it ride.
I'd let it ride. Florida just gave up a 3-0 lead. And yeah. Two of these games are going to be in Edmonton.
I was going to say, Edmonton has home ice back.
Yeah, I think the Oilers win it now. So I'll keep it going.
I don't think, like, if you're asking me to pick it, I would still pick Florida in the series, but I...
Oh, really?
But I would let it ride. Okay. I'm not a cash-out guy.
You're not an oil man?
No, especially, I'm not a cash-out guy, especially if I'm not making a profit.
Yeah.
I'm just getting my money back. Why would you do that?
Cash-out kings. You can make a lot of money cashing out.
I wouldn't do that. Although I bet the apps love my advice.
Yeah.
I bet all the apps are like, yeah, listen to him. Don't cash out.
It's true.
If they're offering you a cash out, they want you to take it. That's my logic.
But I don't get the I don't really get it because right now the odds are fairly even. Like if you just bet the series now, mm-hmm. not the game, but like the series, Edmonton I'm seeing is -118, Florida's -102. So couldn't you like cash out and then put like 50 back on? Like if you really want to get in the weeds on that, and then that way you for sure win some.
Wait, say that again?
So right now you could cash out $100.
Sure.
And or you let it ride and potentially could lose it all mm-hmm. or win 200.
I see.
So you cash out, you take 5 of those hams, stuff them in your pocket, uh-huh. take the other 5 hams, put them back on the Oilers, and then if you win that, you're taking home 100. Now you're up like you're 150.
Got it. Yeah, no, I get it. You're protecting yourself.
Long story short, I would just let it ride.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so cash out Keith says let it ride.
Yeah, I
then
would.
We're officially let that
team
ride.
Let it ride.
Okay. Good. I do think Florida wins the series though, but yeah. Look, Edmonton has home ice back. The series has been phenomenal and you know, I have found myself watching more of it than I expected. I didn't expect to watch a lot of the Stanley Cup final. And some of it is definitely Bergeron, Marchand related.
For sure.
But
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Three of the games have gone to overtime.
Well, this is it. Like, a lot of time, I'm not watching the full game. Like, I'm not going to pretend I'm sitting here watching 60 minutes of hockey. I'm not. I'm in. I'm out. I watched that terrible Titan submersible documentary.
Man, why'd you start that?
My wife,
there's so many things on TV.
My wife wanted me to watch it. I watched it. It was
so you'll watch that, but not Tires.
Well, correct.
Dude, watch Tires.
When I got some,
you get that good Everclear joke.
I already gave you one.
I'm gonna be so mad watching it. I'm gonna be like,
this is so funny. Why didn't I watch this sooner?
I'm gonna be surprised. You ruined it.
I know what's coming next. He's gonna play the Everclear song.
Don't watch
the submersible thing.
No, so I was in and out, but when you turn it on, you're like, oh, there's 10 minutes left. Let's see how this is going. Edmonton goes ahead. It's 4-3. You're like, wow, 20 seconds left or whatever it was. Final minute of the game. Florida evens it up. You're like, here we go. It's overtime. Great game. Back and forth. I mean, they're more fun in Edmonton because the crowd's more into it.
Oh, yeah.
You can
only get so
into it in Florida.
Well, you had a celebrity couple in
attendance.
You
do have Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in the house. True. Fair point, Keith.
But the question is, will there be a game 5?
I think it's been a pretty entertaining series from what I've watched, and I've watched way more of it than I expected. I'm curious if you out there have been doing the same.
What's absolutely crazy, and we were talking about this before the series began, is you hear Florida-Edmonton, and you're just like, oh, God. Not only is it the second year in a row, but you're like, Florida-Edmonton. It's the best possible matchup that doesn't involve the Bruins for Bruins fans.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. You have the best player in the world, and then you have Brad Marchand in the series, and Florida's the team that I think most of us hate the most. We even hate Florida more than Montreal. And then Edmonton, I know it's not a huge market or anything, but they really have two of the three best players in the world or whatever. Like, so you're getting a chance to watch them. There's no other possible non-Bruins matchup that you'd be like, that'd be better. I think there'd be like a little bit of buzz for Vegas just because of Bruce Cassidy, or, you know, somehow the Blues got there because of Montgomery. But when it's a coach and not a player, that kind of wears off. You're like, oh, that's a cool story. But to get you to tune in every night, I don't think it would have the same effect.
Well, and you watch the way they play, and not just Florida, but you watch Edmonton and just the speed Edmonton has. It's very different than the heavy game that Florida plays. But you watch those two teams, and you do realize, I mean, the Bruins are nowhere, just nowhere in the same zip code.
It's a far cry.
So far away from it. I mean, could they be a playoff team next year? Maybe. I mean, I don't totally rule that
out. Our guy Razor was saying that. Friend of the show?
What was he saying?
He was on Twitter. He was doing something with a video, and he said they will be in the playoffs.
Oh, they will be a playoff. So he's bullish on the Bruins.
He's being positive about the Bruins, which I was surprised by.
Does he like the Sturmhire?
Probably.
I would guess. I would assume without
I'm guessing he likes most of it.
Hearing and or seeing it, I would assume he likes the Sturmhire.
Yeah, he's got him back in the playoffs big time.
I would guess.
Yeah. How could you not be inspired by the Sturmhire?
But I'm saying, like, half the league makes the playoffs. So if they're a playoff team, maybe, but they're a million miles away from that. How do you get back to that? And something tells me Marco Sturm ain't the answer to getting back to that.
No.
And keeping Don Sweeney and Cam Neely employed, not the answer.
I mean, the easiest way back is Swayman has to play out of his mind. And we've seen glimpses of it really more so 2 years ago than we did last year. But if Swayman plays insane, and if Pasternak has another like top five scoring type of year and McAvoy's healthy all year, I know that's only three guys, but that's your best path. Those are three. You have three potentially elite guys, right? Pasternak is.
Yeah.
Swayman and McAvoy at times can be.
McAvoy's been top five in the Norris before.
Has he?
I thought so. I thought he was fifth 1 year. I think he's been fifth and fourth, actually. Last year was a down year for him. He was also hurt. You know, he played in the silly Four Nations and got himself hurt.
It was not silly. We enjoyed it at the time.
I had a brief moment of weakness where
they finished
enjoyed it.
Fifth and fourth back.
You're
to
right.
Back.
Yeah. So he has been a top.
So you know
five
what
guy.
It was those 2 years that I think set my expectation too high, because it was like after that I was like, oh, he should be like a finalist every year.
I think he's overrated, but I'm just telling you.
But he's good.
He has the potential to be, as you said, an elite-ish guy, a top five guy. He has the potential to be that, and Swayman definitely does. So I agree with you on all those counts. Is Marco Sturm the guy to get the most out of him?
Yeah,
I have no idea, but
definitely.
I don't feel good about it.
He got a lot out of the Ontario rain.
But I haven't been following Razor's Twitter account, so I don't know.
No.
He won silver with Drysdale in the Olympics. Oh, wait.
No, Drysdale was on the team.
It was with a bunch of plumbers in Olympics that didn't count. Right, I forgot about that.
All the scabs. It's all scab players that year. They won it. They're on the podium, though.
It's pretty good.
It's true.
You know, more than Team USA was doing. Yeah, I can't bring my even while you're watching an entertaining brand of hockey, I can't bring myself to get overly excited about the Bruins.
No.
It is interesting, though, because they have some money to spend. And you're telling me they can make a run at Sam Bennett, who might be the Conn Smythe winner. That would make me interested if they wanted to make a run at a guy like that. I also do think Don Sweeney armed with draft picks. I don't want him drafting them.
Can he trade them?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
And so there is a chance out of the clouds that the Bruins have an interesting offseason. Now, that doesn't guarantee anything. They had an interesting offseason last year.
They did.
And it was real stinky.
They brought in a couple of guys. It didn't do much.
But you want to get me buying back in on the Bruins, some trades, go after Sam Bennett. You want to throw around a little more Jeremy Jacobs' money. It didn't work last year. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it again. So to me, I don't totally rule out the Bruins could do that, but they feel mostly irrelevant right now. I don't think the Marco Sturm hire helped in that regard. So if I had to pick it, that'd be my guess. They don't really do much. They sit there, they draft.
Kind of hang out.
They sell a youth movement.
Right.
They try to talk us into Don Sweeney actually not being that bad.
They're like, well, Swayman look good in the Worlds or whatever. Like, okay.
Right. You want to talk about another meaningless tournament? But people talk about that. Like, oh, and I'm happy Jeremy Swayman played well there.
No, that's better than not.
It's the best of all the guys who didn't make the play. It's like, it's not a best-on-best tournament. It's not even close.
No.
And so I don't put a ton of stock in. I'm happy. I'd rather have him play well there than crappy.
Yeah, I don't know. If that gives him, he's a strange guy, and if for some reason he holds on to that, and that gives him confidence for next season, and it helps him shake off this season, then great. I'll take it.
It's a good text here.
Yeah.
At 617-779-7937. Razor is like the Andy Pettit kind of friend of the show at this point.
That is true. The difference is we've met Razor. Lance Dobbins, I don't think, ever even met Andy Pettit, his best friend.
It's true.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.